India pulls off a real interplanetary mission for less than the cost of a fake space odyssey.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the global perspective on business and the economy. India today is celebrating its Sputnik moment with news it successfully put an unmanned, unwoman craft into Mars orbit. It was a mission accomplished on the cheap, quieting critics who thought there were better uses for this money. The BBC's business correspondent Samir Hashmi joins me from Mumbai. Good morning, Samir.
Good morning, David.
India's prime minister is touting the space mission as quite a bargain?
Well, an achievement. That's what they are calling it here in India. The obvious comparison being made is to the movie Gravity, because the movie was made for about $100 million and this project cost $74 million. And they think the fact that they've become the first Asian country to achieve this feat and also the first ever country to succeed in a mission like this in its first attempt is being considered a big achievement in India.
Prime Minister Modi is a pro-business reformer. Some even draw comparisons to Britain's Margaret Thatcher. He's scheduled to meet with President Obama in the U.S. this week. What might be on the agenda?
Well, I think the top priority is to revive U.S.-Indo relationship. The high which India and U.S. had seen in their relationship over the last few years seems to have died down, especially after that whole controversy when an Indian diplomat was arrested last year. The Indian economy had slowed down over the last two or three years. A lot of foreign investors were shying away. So Modi wants to woo back those investors, wants them to come back to India.
BBC business correspondent Samir Hashmi in Mumbai. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, David.
Let's quickly check markets. The 100-share index in London is down less than a tenth percent. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are up. The West Coast grocery chain Smart and Final aims to raise $100 million, selling a brand new stock today. The company plans to expand a line of stores that are something like small Costco's without appliances or membership fees. Marketplace's Dan Weissman has some context.
Once upon a time, we bought groceries in supermarkets. Then came Walmart, which is now the nation's biggest grocer, and everybody else, Whole Foods, Trader Joe's. Phil Lempert is editor of Supermarket Guru.
If you look at the past 10 years, conventional supermarkets have lost about 15% market share to all these other channels, whether it's drug chains.
He says some new Walgreens and CVS stores devote half their space to food.
We've got dollar stores, we've got warehouse clubs, we've got just about everybody who wants to sell food, even folks like Bed Bath & Beyond.
Not to mention, now Amazon and Uber want to deliver your bananas and milk. So what makes Smart and Final think consumers need yet another place to buy groceries?
That's a really hard circle to square.
William McKittrick is a retail analyst with IBIS World.
It seems like all the signs are pointing towards this being a terrible industry to enter.
And yet, everyone wants in, and he won't rule out the idea that there's room for Smart and Final to grow. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.
A day after the Obama administration moved to clamp down on the corporate tax-cutting maneuver known as the inversion, there are reports that at least two big U.S. companies are undeterred. Bloomberg News says the big drugs company Pfizer is still interested in buying activists and that Burger King will move forward on buying Tim Hortons of Canada. One of the people who got on the inversion's beat early is Marketplace regular and Fortune magazine senior editor-at-large Alan Sloan, who's been digesting the Treasury Department's moves against shifting tax homes to other countries. Morning, Alan.
Good morning, David.
What the administration is doing is not going to eradicate inversions, but will it do much?
It's like if you're sick and someone comes and says, why don't you have some chicken soup? The answer is it may not cure the disease, but it'll make you feel better. And as we used to say when I was growing up, what can it hurt?
What's the mechanism? How would it work?
Well, you need to go to law school for about 3 years and learn about tax law. So if you don't mind, I'll make it simple. It makes inverting, or as I call it, deserting, less lucrative and in some cases makes it harder to invert by changing some of the ground rules, details of which we really don't want to go into.
Now, President Obama, along with some Republicans and Democrats on the Hill, say what's really needed here isn't this tinkering, but it's tax reform. That's what's chasing some of these companies to find the foreign tax addresses. You've written about that all along. What do you think could actually be done when it comes to the bigger problem, as you see.
Well, there are two elements to this. One is, and this is an emergency room analogy that I use, that you have a patient bleeding, in this case, bleeding tax money. First, you stop the bleeding, and then you treat the underlying condition. So what I think you have to do is pass legislation and do some of the things the Treasury has done and some other things to stop inverting before we have a chance to fix the tax law.
So some new legislation. Don't just say we're going to reform the tax system because that may never happen. But then?
It's relatively simple to make inversions harder to do. Changing the tax code, that's a hairball. But you don't want to let the perfect be the enemy of the good, to coin a cliche.
Alan Sloan, senior editor-at-large at Fortune Magazine, thank you.
My pleasure, David.
And PIMCO, a giant name in the bond market, is being investigated by securities regulators for possibly inflating the reported returns in one of its funds targeted at small investors. The story was first reported today in the Wall Street Journal. At issue is whether PIMCO said it bought securities for cheaper than it really did to make returns seem higher. PIMCO says it's cooperating with the probe and that it complies with industry best practices. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.